Hello and welcome to this visualization. Visualization is a really powerful tool stolen from sports psychology to help you manage anxiety in exams. It's worth writing your own script to fit your own thoughts, calming techniques, and subjects. The following example takes you through a psychology A-level paper. You can use this for the basis of your own script, and you can download the script template via this link on the webpage too, which makes suggestions for how you might want to tailor it to suit your own needs. Before we start then, remember, visualization works best when you use all of your senses, so really use your imagination to think about how things look, sound, smell, and feel. Find a quiet space where you can sit and not be interrupted. Pause the recording and make sure you're ready. Okay. Imagine then that you are sitting in the exam hall. It's a beautiful summer's day and you're about to take your psychology A-level. The sun is streaming in through the windows and you can hear the excited laughter of other students outside. Picture the exam hall clock ahead of you. At the desks either side of you, other students are sitting, shuffling their feet with nervous anticipation. You notice too that you are feeling nervous. Your legs are a little bit wobbly and your breathing is a little bit rapid. You're going to put into place your calming strategy and you're going to take three really long, deep breaths just to steady your nerves. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Whilst you do this, you're going to reflect on how much hard work you've done to prepare for this exam. You know that you can do this. You know that you've worked hard, and you know that everybody is rooting for you to do well. The invigilator starts reading out the rubric, telling you how much time you have, how many questions, what equipment you need. As you listen to them, ground yourself by thinking about your feet on the floor, your seat on the chair, and your hands in front of you. Notice that your heart is racing a little, but that's okay. That adrenaline is going to give you energy to get through this exam. The exam starts. You're going to read every single question through. Ignore the others around you as they start to write. You have confidence in your plan. You know it works. Picture yourself clearly turning the pages, the sorts of questions that are going to come up. So far, you feel confident that you can answer them. But there is question 8, the one you can't answer. Deep breath. Remember, as your adrenaline rises, you will start to feel fidgety. Your hands are going to be a little bit shaky. To ground yourself, feel those feet, feel that seat, and think about your hands. Some positive self-talk. You know that you can do this. Remember, it is really normal to find a question that you can't answer. That is what exams are about. They're about challenging you. But you now have 2 hours to come up with a solution to this, and it's quite likely that some kind of answer will come to you. Take a deep breath, go back to the start of the paper, and start writing, working your way through the questions. Question 1, it's really easy. You gain those marks and you feel your confidence grow. This is not the disaster that you imagined. You know that you can do question 2. As your brain is now concentrating on the hard work of the exams and the nerves are seeping away, feel that relaxation working its way through your body. You start to feel calm. And in fact, you're actually starting to enjoy showing off all your hard work. This is something that you can do. It's something that you've been working towards. Hang on a minute. Halfway through question 4, you realise that you do know the answer to question 8. The answer to question 4 has actually just triggered a little bit of a memory. Quickly, turn to question 8, write some notes, and then go back to finishing question 4 and continue to work onwards. You have a quick time check. Yes, you're on time. You keep answering. You keep working. You keep to the plan. Imagine yourself working through steadily each question, checking the time, going back to the question, keeping on track. Time is now passing and you're not even noticing the exam nerves. They've gone and you are in control. With 5 minutes to go, you have finished the questions. Use this last 5 minutes to just check back over question six, as it was a little bit complicated and you just want to double check your answer is as accurate as possible. The instruction comes to put down your pen. Focus on the three things that have gone really well during the exam. You answered all the questions, question five was particularly good, and you kept perfectly to time. As you stand from your desk, reflect on your next move. You know that you need to avoid Kate and William because they always want to discuss the exam and you really don't. Leave the hall with your head held high and with purpose and head towards the exit. Well done.